Chapter 52. Marjorie Tench was smiling as she made her way downstairs toward the White House communications office. The computerized broadcast facility that disseminated press releases formulated upstairs in the communications bullpen. The meeting with Gabrielle Ashe had gone well. Whether or not Gabrielle was scared enough to turn over an affidavit admitting the affair was uncertain, but it sure as hell was worth a try. Gabrielle would be smart to bail out on him, Tench thought. The poor girl had no idea just how hard Sexton was about to fall. In a few hours, the president's meteoric press conference was going to cut Sexton down at the knees. That was in the bank. Gabrielle Ashe, if she cooperated, would be the death blow that sent Sexton crawling off in shame. In the morning, Tench could release Gabrielle's affidavit to the press, along with footage of Sexton denying it. 1-2 punch. After all, politics was not just about winning the election. It was about winning decisively, having the momentum to carry out one's vision. Historically, any president who squeaked into office on a narrow margin accomplished much less. He was weakened right out of the gate, and Congress never seemed to let him forget it. Ideally, the destruction of Senator Sexton's campaign would be comprehensive, a two-pronged attack sacking both his politics and his ethics. This strategy, known in Washington as the high-low, was stolen from the art of military warfare. Force the enemy to battle on two fronts. When a candidate possessed a piece of negative information about his opponent, he often waited until he had a second piece and went public with both simultaneously. A double-edged attack was always more effective than a single shot, particularly when the dual attack incorporated separate aspects of his campaign. The first against his politics, the second against his character. Rebuttal of a political attack took logic, while rebuttal of a character attack took passion. Disputing both simultaneously was an almost impossible balancing act. Tonight, Senator Sexton would find himself scrambling to extract himself from the political nightmare of an astounding NASA triumph. And yet his plight would deepen considerably if he were forced to defend his NASA position while being called a liar by a prominent female member of his staff.